A few more questions on Military One.
Mm.
How long? I know you weren't there the whole time, but you probably know how much time did it take to get all the evidence in a case of this size?
Oh, goodness me! I mean, it's rather remarkable. But the case started in September 2002. And ended, its last trial day was in January 2007. So that's, 5 years or so.
And in court days, I think I heard Judge Mosey say something in excess of 400.
It's around 400 court days.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Mm. And have the same judges sat in the case from beginning to end, or has there been a change of judges?
Now, this is where my memory is slightly blurred. I should know the answer. At the very beginning of the trial proceedings in the four accused cases, we know it, it was before trial chamber three, so before three different judges.
Okay.
I think that, in 2003, I think in March 2003, those proceedings were halted and the chamber changed to the judges that we have now.
And same three judges since then?
And it's been the same three judges since then. So I think that our judges now, the ones that are working on the case and will be writing the judgment and signing the judgment, have heard everything but two witnesses. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in terms of those, and I take it those were previous witnesses?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And in terms of those, have they had access to all of the testimony of those two previous witnesses?
The testimony is recorded in two ways. First of all, we have official court transcripts, which exactly review the proceedings. They're conducted in real time. So those transcripts are available for the judges to read.
So they are written transcripts or court reporter?
Exactly,
court reporter
transcripts.
Machines,
exactly.
And they take them down,
exactly.
And so forth. Okay.
And then we've also, from the very beginning, the very inception of the trial, also had documented video footage of the trial proceedings. So in the event of the judges wanting to access the video footage of those two witnesses, of the ones they missed, then they have the availability of using the video footage.
And are they complete or edited? In other words, is it complete video of those witnesses?
I think they're complete video of the proceedings, and they're unedited as far as I'm aware.
Okay, yeah. So they can see facial expressions.
Exactly. I mean, demeanor of the witness is fairly important.
Exactly what I had in mind.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to intrude any further. Is there anything else you feel comfortable telling us about Military One other than that it's hard work?
It's extraordinary hard work. I think there's two things that I find most interesting about the judgment drafting work. The first is that as a legal assistant or associate legal officer, we're required to assist with the review of evidence. It's my first legal position, and when you're helping or assessing the credibility of a witness, it's very difficult to do in the context of a genocidal environment. We're often taught to look for abnormalities, but when you're hearing witnesses that are either convicted genociders or are talking about atrocities that they viewed or saw or how they lost their loved ones, it's already an extraordinary, abnormal environment to be trying to engage with and to be reviewing. So the evidence itself, I think, for me, has been very hard to navigate, to assess at times, and to cope with. That's the first thing. The second thing is the length of these trials, and I think, Military One is a prime example of how these proceedings can be so drawn up. Our accused, one of them, was, convicted and arrested in 1996. So he's been in pre-judgment detention now for 12 years. That's an awfully long time to be waiting without knowing whether you're convicted or not. So every day that we work on our judgment, that is also at the back of the mind, the fact that they've been in, pre-judgment detention for this long. There's a certain element of pressure that therefore comes with that job. So it comes from both sides, the content of what you're reading, which is harrowing at best, and the fact that the accused have been detained for so long as well. Yeah.